what's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Everybody keep folks informed and posted on us doing the show live right now. We're live. Let everybody know that we're live right now. We're going to chop up some good game as we always do. So I don't want y'all to move a muscle, ladies and gentlemen, because what we're going to do, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And by the way, hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button, hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button if you have not subscribed. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, but we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio, so don't move a muscle.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Listen up, family. Black empowerment is the new cool, and On Code Clothing is the brand to choose. If you are already on code, stay there. If you're not on code, get there. Go to OnCodeClothing.com and check them out. On Code Clothing is not for everybody. That's a black-owned, everything-and exclusive company. You gotta be in tune to appreciate this thing of ours. So get On Code at OnCodeClothing.com. Use the discount code Tariq Radio at the checkout to save for a limited time only. Check out the website darkblack.me. That's a website where they train individuals on gun safety and marksmanship. As foundational black Americans, we're getting closer to getting those tangibles, but the white supremacists are becoming more aggressive, so it's important that black people protect themselves in these trying times. Go to the website darkblack.me and purchase the gun training and marksmanship instruction videos right now at darkblack.me. Yo, check out a brand new book out right now called Letters from Everywhere. Now, this is a book by a sister named Wani Spots. Wani Spots is the first black woman to travel every country and continent on the planet. Check out her book and dive deep into the black presence around the globe and explore the black experience from her point of view. She has art on every page, and the reader is inspired by the international destinations, foods, and practical travel guides. So check out Letters from Everywhere. It's available right now on Amazon, and if you have Amazon Kindle Unlimited, you get it for free. So Letters from Everywhere right now on Amazon.
If you are looking for an educational program to keep your children engaged and learning during the quarantine, order Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is an award-winning program that teaches kids math, science, language arts, financial literacy, and more. Download their content instantly at giftedandlit.com. Remember, that's giftedandlit.com.
Are you looking for a 100% natural beard product that cleans the skin under your beard and it stimulates growth? Then check out Beard Tree Oil and Herbs LLC. They promote healthy beards over everything. They offer a full line of products including beard and face wash, balm oil, mist, and detox. So treat yourself to the Beard Tree 3 package, which includes the wash, balm, oil for just $25. For best results, check out the Beard Tree 5 that includes all 5 products for just $50. So check this out all at BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com. That's BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com, or follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Beard Tree Oils and Herbs. Check out a brand new website / message board called BlackCommunitySpeak.com. Black Community Speak is the place where black men and women can get together to talk about issues that affect the entire community. Now, Black Community Speak is different from sites like Lipstick Alley and others because both black men and women are equally welcome there to chop up game. So go there right now. Let everybody know what's on your mind at BlackCommunitySpeak.com. That's BlackCommunitySpeak.com. check out Alodiki.com. Alodiki is an all-natural product line that works by improving the actual quality of the skin. They have a face and body oil that will help repair eczema and damaged skin, sunburns, rashes, and much more. Alodiki also has an oral rinse that will help get rid of cavities. So check them out right now at Alodiki.com. That's Alodiki.com. Also follow them on Instagram at Alodiki. If you are a black professional and you want to step your resume game up so that you can be competitive in the marketplace, you need to check out Black Star Resumes. Their services include ATS optimized resumes and cover letters and LinkedIn profile development. You need to contact them right now on their LinkedIn page at linkedin.com/IN/MUHAMMEDSOKHNA. Also check out Black Star Resume on Instagram and Facebook at Black Star Resumes.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I ain't gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever do that, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we're back. We're back, guys. We're back. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 through 5. Also, I got to thank everybody for getting the Foundational Black American Flag package. Got to thank everybody for that. The sale ended earlier this week. A lot of folks got the Foundational Black American Flag package. The Foundational Black American Flag, the large flag, will be on sale this Monday by itself. You can get it by itself this Monday, just the flag. But we had a great package deal last week, and everybody enjoyed that, and everybody should be getting their packages by this week, because we basically sent everything out. We were sending things out very quickly so we wouldn't get backed up for the holidays. But I digress. A lot of stuff we're going to get into on tonight's program. I'm going to need everybody again to hit that thumbs up button. I need everybody to hit that like button. Hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. A lot of stuff we got to unpack. As we know, the Biden Trump battle is still going down right now. The race has been going on for a few days now. It's been going on for a couple of days. It's been dragging on. And Biden is in the lead, as we see. Biden is in the lead. And they're doing a lot of slow counts out there in Georgia. A couple of states were flipped, as some of you guys know already. And the thing is with this Trump-Biden battle, it's very interesting because it's at a stall right now. See, this should have been a slam dunk. This should have been an ace in the hole. Joe Biden is running against Trump. Trump is an open white supremacist. We all know that. It should have been very easy to beat Trump. Trump should have been a slam dunk. But Biden couldn't slam dunk Trump. Biden still has not been declared the official victor yet. This thing is still dragging on. And let me be very clear. All of the political pundits are taking notice at this thing dragging on the way it is, because they know that this should not be dragging. Why is this thing dragging on? Family, this thing is dragging on because of you. You black folks, foundational black Americans on the grassroots. It's dragging because of you. I want y'all to really get this in your head. This thing is dragging on. You black people on a grassroots, on the grassroots level, you, and I'm talking about the younger black voters, you not going out in droves for the Democrats or anybody else, this has put this thing at a standstill. Now, let's be clear. The only reason Biden got ahead was because of the older working class black folks. Some of those traditional Negroes, particularly up there in Michigan, really Detroit. A lot of them working class, older, middle age, older Negroes. Those were the ones who actually saved Biden. And they know it. The Democrats know it. The Republicans know it. They all know it. They saved Biden from losing. Biden was losing. Biden was about to lose. They're doing all that mail-in vote bullshit. Biden was about to lose. Biden was about to lose if it weren't for those older working class black folks. You know, your mamas and your uncles who don't want no good trouble. You know, those Negroes who... Well, y'all shouldn't be out here protesting like this. I got to get to work. It's those type of niggas. They don't want you protesting, making them late for work so they'll get in good trouble at their job. It's them niggas. Those are the ones that saved Biden. Let's be real. And what the Democrats are trying to do, because they know that it was black men and women who saved Biden, who saved him from losing. See, Biden hasn't officially won yet. See, if the younger non-Sambo black crowd would have went out and supported, Biden would have won with a landslide. And they know this. Don't let them talk you in circles and talk all that dumb shit. If black people, if all of us, especially the younger black people, if they went out there and supported Biden, Biden would have won in a landslide. He could have easily had won over Trump's ass. This was a slam dunk. Now, my people on YouTube, if I'm tripping, some people are saying my stream is cutting off. Oh, Lord, they're playing little games. They're playing games on my stream. They're playing games on my stream. Okay. Y'all refresh your pages if you hear me. If you can, refresh your pages. Okay, yeah, they're already playing with my stream, guys. They're playing with my streams, but I'm going to keep doing it because I'm still recording. Let me see something because I'm about to get real. I'm about to get heavy. And once you start getting real and heavy, all of a sudden your streams start disappearing. So let me see if there's a new stream link somewhere. Hold on 1 second because I was live. I was broadcasting. And then they cut a player off.
Decided to go with this big, massive election with tens of millions of ballots going out.
All right, so Trump is explaining right now live on TV. Okay, so he's just explaining, so it's nothing major. Nothing major here. Trump is just explaining, and we're going into what I was talking about earlier before I got cut off. Earlier, I was talking about the younger voters bringing this thing to a standstill. The younger black people bringing this thing to a standstill. Family, like I said, Trump is a moron. He's an idiot. He could have been beaten very easily. Trump is a dude who's out here promoting open white supremacy. Trump should have been a wash. You should have been able to wash Trump. They should have washed Trump very easily. So now a lot of people are trying to do some splaining and trying to explain why it's taking so long for Biden to wash him. Oh, there's a lot of white supremacists out there. No, that ain't it. There's been a bunch of white supremacists. In fact, some of Trump's white male support actually dropped this election cycle. Some of his white male support, they actually dropped. You understand? Because a lot of people know in the dominant society, you know, being a Trump supporter is damn near just being synonymous with the white supremacist. You know, walking around with a MAGA hat is damn near like a swastika at this point. So the white male support dropped a little bit. Now the white female support stayed strong. I think that went up. So that lets you know how the Karens, see, there's that Karen vote was real strong, but we know that the Karens are going to Karen. But let's be real, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why this thing was impacted the way it was, that's because of you, the black folks on the grassroots, who said, no, we're going to sit this one out. And that sends a message to the white Democrats. They know this. This sends a message to them. They know that if there was a qualified component or opponent to Biden, it would have been a major problem. They know that if there was a qualified opponent going against Biden, Biden went with the shittiest opponent imaginable, and Biden is still having trouble. Now, Biden is most likely going to win, but it should have been a wash. And if you're struggling to beat somebody like Trump, that says a lot about your candidate, and it says a lot about the Democratic Party. See, this is sending a message to the Democratic Party. Do not think that is not. This is sending a strong message to them that the black vote, we are getting on code. The older working class black folks saved them this time. The next time, they will not be able to be saved. Because all the Republicans, or hell, even another Democrat, all another Democrat has to do, or an independent, all you have to do is get a qualified independent or a qualified Republican who's not a damn white supremacist, and the Democrats are done. So they're going to have to come all the way correct. They're not going to be able to play the little games that they've been playing. Now, look, we got Biden. If Biden and Kamala wins, which is a very strong possibility, we're in trouble for 4 years. Let's be clear. They're going to try to flood us with immigrants and, oh, they're going to flood us with LGBT stuff. Oh, it's going to be a beast. But they didn't get any of the seats, the Senate seats. They didn't get none of the seats. And truth be told, a lot of white people voted down Republican. See, a lot of white people who don't like Trump, they like, you know, they still like their white supremacy. They still like the Republicans controlling everything. So what white people did, as you can tell in this election, they went in there, some of them voted for Biden, but then on the other tickets, they voted down Republican. That's why the Republicans got all the seats like that. Their asses voted down Republican on niggas. Yeah. But like I said, it was the working class kind of pat on the head Negroes who actually saved Biden. Because again, you know, a lot of these working class Negroes, especially up there in those swing states and those battleground states up there in Michigan and up there in Wisconsin, these are Negroes, you know, they work at the factory, they work at the plant, they work up here with white folks. And they don't want to get in good trouble at those jobs. They don't want to get in good trouble with the unions, the white folks up there in the unions. And, you know, the white folks are in there looking at these niggas on some, hey, where's your I voted sticker? Oh, well, here it is. Hey, Lerone, do you have your I voted sticker? I's going to get it. I mailed in my ballot, but I sure wear my sticker. If the Lord let me do it. Yeah, so they got saved. Biden was losing. And he got saved by that older, the Madea Tyler Perry play crowd. He got that's who saved him. These niggas didn't want to get in good trouble at their jobs. They wanted those pat on the heads. They wanted to go to work. The white people signaled to him, hey, look, Negro, You know, you're going to have to, if you vote for Biden, you know, I might have some sandwiches and butter biscuits. And understand, at some of these polling places, they were literally giving out butter biscuits. If y'all look at my social media, guys, they were giving out butter biscuits at polling places. They were telling people, hey, if you can come prove you voted, you can get a free butter biscuit with sausage. I mean, they were giving niggas butter biscuits. So the butter biscuit eating crowd came on out and saved the Democrats. This saved the Democrats. Because the younger black folks own some tangible things. We want tangibles. That's what the younger folks are saying. The younger folks are on code. So now, right after black folks save Biden, I mean, hell, immediately after, the Democrats and their minions and shills started to get real disrespectful, talking about, hey, we got to give a shout out to the black women. The black women is saving us. The black women, they playing that weak ass gender divide game. They immediately went into the anti-black male gender divide. They start throwing out all of their lesbians, LGBT swirling coons to start attacking black men when it was like 83% of black men went out here and voted for the black voters. It was Biden's numbers were 80% black males, and it was like 90% black women. But then they play that little game where they act like the black men don't exist and act like the black women just went out there by themselves. That little con game that these boule Negroes and these fake immigrant shills and all of these fake Democratic shills and Latino East Indian shills like to pull. They play this game. Oh, look, the black woman pulling through again. Oh, my goodness. Look how mammy is just taking care of everybody. They treat the black woman like a plantation mammy. She don't supposed to have rights for herself, but she'll get all types of praises and props for sacrificing her own so that everybody else can benefit. That's that mammy bullshit that they try to pull on black women. Sisters, let me tell you something. All of these fake ass, oh, look at, go girl, you go black woman. Let me tell you, those boule women, those Latina women, and those fake ass East Indian women, and all the squad, and all those folks, man, when they, y'all better understand, when they get behind closed doors, I just want y'all to understand all the little slick shit they say about foundational black American women. When they get behind closed doors, they say some of the little slickest, greasiest shit about foundational black American women. They really do. They say little old slick shit all the time when they get behind closed doors. Especially a lot of them damn boule Negroes, that talented 10th. Remember, guys, that boule school principal down in Texas who was going to basically try to criminalize some of the young mothers out there, the young black mothers out there in the school district, talking about if they come to pick up their kids and they got on head scarves and all that, they won't be able to come back and the kids gonna have to get out of school and they can't come into school if they got on head scarves and all that. That identity politics bullshit that they try to pull, that was a way to try to shame some of the lower income mothers around that neighborhood. That was a way to kind of shame them so that those boule chicks can kind of high five and kaka and kiki with each other at the little boule meetings. Girl, yes, those little hood rats, they come to the school with their little head wraps on. Look at me. I got my Birkin bag and I got my Gucci. And how dare this little disrespectful ghetto rat come to pick up her child and she has a scarf. Oh my God, that just looks so bad. And I just have to let them know, you just can't do that. I'm the plantation. I'm the big plantation mammy. I'm not going to let you do. It's that type of boule bull. That wasn't cool. That wasn't cool at all. I did a broadcast about how that shit wasn't cool. That was them just trying to show out for the boule crowd. That was in Houston. Yes, that was in Houston. And the chick who did it, that principal, that's a boule chick. She's with the Lynx. She's with the Lynx of America, and that's the female version of the Boule. So this is the kind of shit those they get around each other, go to their little meetings and little country club events, and all y'all, the black female population, you're just a bunch of gutter rats who are beneath them. They sit up there and talk about y'all like they're honorary white women. Listen, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna do some charity. We're gonna go down there to the ghetto and we're gonna volunteer, do a clothes. I'm gonna give away some of my old clothes, some of my old Donna Karen dresses that I don't wear anymore. I'm gonna give those to some of the ghetto Negroes. I'm gonna bask them with my fashion glory. They have that type of mentality, dude. Y'all really don't understand how these fucking Boule Lynx folks sit up and talk about sisters. All this fake ass sister girl shit they're talking is fake, 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 fake. It's fake. They're faker than a $3 damn bill. You understand? And another thing that's fake, you know, with Kamala Harris's blackness, quote unquote blackness. Let me tell you something. I said this the other day. I tweeted this the other day. I said, if Biden and Kamala wins, Kamala is going to immediately become Indian American again. If Kamala wins, if Biden and Kamala wins, Kamala Harris, the very next day, they're going to be announcing her as a damn Indian American. They're going to play that up. All that sister girl shit is going to go right out the window. All the Timberlands and the Converse and all the Cardi B dancing. Oh, she's going to be Indian American again. The New York Times put out an article, I think yesterday. And if you're looking at the screen, look at the screen. They said, Kamala Harris's ancestral village in India offers prayers for her victory. So they show an image of her. They're talking all of it. I mean, they haven't been confirmed yet. And they're already playing up the Indian angle now. So they got a picture of her in India, whitened up. Her skin is whitened up. That hair is straightened now. And they got those Indian words there. I don't know what the shit means. But now, oh, they got her looking. They done whitened her up in the whole nine yards. It ain't no more Cardi B no more. It's hum-ni-ni-ni-hum-ya. Hum-ni-ni-ni-ni-shadra-hum-ya. Oh, it's back to the Farsi and all whatever that they listen to. The Hindu is back to that now. Yeah, they got her looking hella light now. Already, they're about to play that East Indian angle up again. They're about to play that up again. They ain't going to let this be a victory for quote-unquote black women. Oh, y'all about to see how sister girl she can really get now. Oh, the White House about to start smelling like curry. You dig? It's going to be curry and flatbread in that motherfucker. Oh, y'all better stop going for that sister girl ass nonsense, man. Please. Give me a break. But I want y'all to understand. Look, I didn't vote. A lot of y'all didn't vote. And we didn't have to vote because I had a lot of trolls. And again, that's another thing. Notice a lot of the trolls from the right ain't online. A lot of people are noticing that all the Trump trolls, all the MAGA trolls, they done damn near disappeared, meaning that a lot of these folks were paid. Because now this is the end of the election now, so this is the end of the run right here. So it doesn't make any sense for them to pay their trolls anymore, so you don't see none of the MAGA trolls online no more. For the last couple of days, boy, them MAGA trolls have been silent. For the last couple of days, all the MAGA trolls, they have been quiet as church mice. But who has been making noise? The Democrat trolls. All the Democratic shill accounts are in high drive right now. They are clearly, you got some of these Democrat operatives, they're paying these folks to troll online. Because you can tell all of them, you go to their pages, they're trolling everybody's comments. They're using the same talking points, a lot of anti-black male talking points. They got Biden, Kamala on their page. So they're clearly paying a lot of these Democratic troll shill accounts to go out here and try to attack so-called influencers? Because they know what it is. They know that there's going to be a lot of criticism for Biden, and they're trying to get in early to try to silence us. Because I've had thousands of those Democratic shills. They sent them on my page talking about, hey, y'all, you said don't vote. Don't vote. You shouldn't say nothing. If you didn't vote, you can't say nothing. The hell we can't. Don't let nobody tell you that. Don't let nobody tell you that if you don't vote, you ain't got nothing to say. Yes, the hell you do. I didn't vote for Trump. I had a lot to say about the shit Trump was doing. Family, we're taxpayers. If I pay taxes, I got something to say about where my damn tax dollars are going, whether I voted or not. I am still a citizen. You are too, especially foundational Black Americans. I have something to say about where my tax dollars are going. I don't want my tax dollars going to non-damn citizens. Yeah, I have something to say about what we got with our money, what we want with our money. Also, Black folks, we got to understand, myself included, I already voted for Biden when he was running with Obama in 2008 and 2012. A lot of us already voted for Biden, myself included. I voted for Biden and Obama twice and didn't get shit. So Biden owes me and he owes you already. I shouldn't have to vote for his ass a third time. Biden owes me for not doing shit the first time. I am owed by Biden. Biden didn't do shit for Black people. The only thing he did was that 94 crime bill, or not that, that among other things. He's actually put together policies that harm Black people, so he need to repent for that. So we've already voted for his ass and he didn't do nothing, so he owed. He already owes. Yeah, nigga, we voted for your ass already years ago and gave you prominence and you didn't do nothing. So you owe from the last time, my nigga. You dig? So don't let nobody tell you we shouldn't get nothing or we shouldn't say nothing because we didn't vote. The hell with that. But the fact that this thing has stalled out like this, it's stalled. We stalled this thing and they know it. Don't let the trolls try to say, hey, what, y'all didn't vote? How that working out? It's working out like we want it to work out. We are affecting this damn election. If the younger Black folks would have came out, this thing would have been a sweep on Tuesday. This thing would have been easily won if it were for other Black folks. If other Black folks, younger Black folks came on out, which all they had to do is offer some type of program specifically for us, just an act of good faith would have done the trick. But they didn't want to do that. So now they're stalling out. And we're going to have Biden's ass to the fire. We're going to call Kamala's ass to the fire. Now, they're going to use all types of excuses. Oh, we don't have the seats. And they're going to try to use all types of excuses. We're not going to buy none of it because they're going to do everything they can for all these other groups. And also with all that Black girl, sister girl, oh, we got to thank the Black woman. Okay, if y'all so hell bent on talking about what you're going to do for the Black woman. Hey, guys. The Breonna Taylor situation is still a hot topic right now. Oh, that's the first thing we need to get on their ass about. See, what they want to do is try to change the subject talking about LGBT stuff. No, 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 no. Y'all just said that Black women saved the party. So let's save the legacy of Breonna Taylor. Since Black women saved Kamami and Biden, the bigot, let's get down here and get some charges on some of those folks involved in the Breonna Taylor case. That coon attorney general, first of all, let's get him, the district attorney, whatever his ass, Daniel Cameron, let's get him and let's get some charges on the race soldiers down there. Let's use some of those executive orders because remember, Kamala, you're the top cop. She was running around bragging about being the top cop and all that stuff. So let's get busy. Let's get busy about a Tatiana Jefferson. Let's get busy about some of these Black women who y'all keep fake praising so damn much. Oh, let's get busy on that. You see, but this thing has made an impact and they know it and we got to keep riding that wave, and we got to keep staying on code, because the powers that be, they understand that even though Biden and Kamala, they might take this thing on home, they understand that the vibe of the people now, they're assessing the temperament of the public now, especially the black population, especially the young black population. See, they're getting a pulse of how the young black population, the non-coon sector of black society, see, they're getting a pulse of how they're feeling right now, see? And that's a problem. Because if you have a lot of young black folks who are disengaging from the process, well, the next step is revolution, and they don't want that. Because as you see, a lot of situations that we see now, if you notice, a lot of these videos where the Karens and Kens are walking up on black folks are just kind of knocking them out in their damn faces right now. You see, a lot of these videos that you've seen lately of the Karens and Kens running up on folks, a lot of them are just getting smacked on up. Brothers and sisters are just putting hands on them. It ain't, hell, I can't depend on the system. The cops ain't gonna help me. I might as well go ahead and neutralize this shit while I'm here. That's the mentality. They don't really want that mentality. Yeah, they don't really want that mentality. See, they want us to be on some, well, we gotta depend on the system. Oh, we need to wait for the police to come and do that. Then, no, no, I'm gonna be the police today and smack this motherfucker and nip this right in the bud right now. Yeah, since I can't depend on the system, let me go ahead and handle my business right here and right now. Since the job market is looking funny style and they're going to prioritize other groups, well, let me get with some buddies of mine so we can start creating an economic base among each other. Let me start my own businesses. Let me get out here in the neighborhood and start gaining relationships with other black people. See, they really don't want us doing that. See, they don't really want us doing that. This is why a lot of white people, some of Trump's folks, kind of dipped out. Some of the white men, they don't want that. See, when you have an open white supremacist in office, black folks, and I'm talking about at the top of the office, black folks know, okay, I better handle my business on my own. When we have an open white supremacist, we know we got to handle our business. Family, when we had the riots in L.A., we had George H. Bush. And that was following Reagan and George H. Bush. That was a result of that, guys. Let's go back to the 90s, the early 90s. Now, we know in the early 90s, Clinton got into office. But before Clinton got into office, the energy that was there, the Reagan energy, that George Bush Senior energy, we knew we weren't going to get shit from them. They were the ones who started the new prison industrial complex culture with the Willie Horton type of shit. We knew we weren't going to get none from the Reagan era. We weren't going to get nothing from the system with the George Bush folks. We knew that. We knew we were on our own. And with the Rodney King thing, we saw the Rodney King thing. It was on film, because that shit had been happening for a long time. But a lot of people were doing the plausible deniability thing. They were like, well, we didn't see it. So y'all niggas saying y'all getting beat up. We didn't see it. I mean, is there video? So now niggas was like, hey, there's video right here. There's video of a dude getting beat up right now. He got beat up unjustly. So let's get justice. We're going to depend on the system this one last time. They fucked up and people said, oh, okay, well, we're going to have to handle this on our own. They do not want us to think like that, because when we see the system repeatedly letting us down, we're going to start handling our own business. And when we say in large numbers, we ain't voting for none of these politicians, they know that that's going to be a problem later on down the line. They know that. So right now, what they're trying to do, black folks who ask for tangibles, they're trying to shame them by claiming they're Trump supporters. That's the new con game. Now, they're deliberately lying. they were doing that with Ice Cube, calling him a Trump supporter. They know that Ice Cube wasn't working with Trump. They know that. But the fact that Ice Cube was talking about getting tangibles in order to deflect from that, will just keep yelling Trump supporter, and put him on the defense. See, that's the way to get you on the defense. They try that with me all the time. I never take the bait. When I say, hey, Biden needs to come through with some tangibles. Oh, man, you sound like a Trump supporter. Oh, that ain't number support for Trump. That's a deflection, guys. That's a con game. That's a con game to get us to deflect away from talking about tangibles. So we got to stop falling for that con game. But the thing is, it was black people who saved Biden. And then they tried to pull the whole, well, it's black and brown, that Jurnee Smollett, that's Juicy Jussie's sister, was up here talking about black women, and it was the black and Latino, and black and brown. Already, they're trying to get some Latinos to ride on our coattails again. That's not going to happen. We ain't playing that game. It wasn't black and brown or black and Latino that saved Biden. It was strictly black people that saved Biden. But you got so many goofy Negroes out here who want to be a part of a rainbow coalition, they'll go along with that nonsense. The Latinos were out there voting for damn Trump, especially down there in Miami. See, they're running this con game. And, you know, they know how to pander to those old buck dancing Negroes who just want approval from the dominant society. They know how to play that game. And speaking of that, did y'all see this clip of this girl? She was at a city council meeting in Kansas City, and there was a video of her that went viral where she was going off on the cops. Yeah, y'all be using black babies as photo ops. Y'all need to stop. And she was doing all this little fake sister girl shit. And the video went suspiciously viral because a lot of white media outlets started to circulate this video. I can't think of her name is Kasia, some shit. I forgot what her name is. She blocked me on social media because we pointed out some funny style shit coming from her. She was, she did this thing with the city council meeting where she was telling them off and all this shit. And then she started getting on her social media talking about the police that followed me. They following me. The police is following me. Acting like the cops are following her around and out in the streets yelling at a cop car, talking about they're following her. They going to get me. Which that's some, that no, I don't believe that at all. That sounds like some stage bullshit. Staged on her end because it was probably just one car and she ran up to it acting like they were following her. Because number one, there was no reason for them to follow her around. There's no reason for them to threaten her. All she did was go to basically what's like a city council meeting and talk shit, which everybody goes to a city council meeting and talk shit. She didn't expose anybody. She didn't get anybody out of office. She didn't really do anything. No, I'm not saying she's a fed. No, stop that. I'm not saying she's a fed. I'm saying that woman is a shill for the Democrats. That's a plant. That's something that was orchestrated by the damn Democrats. This is like another version of D-Ray. What they do, they get somebody out here to do a publicity stunt, and then the white media gets it and then circulates it and act like it's some kind of grassroots thing. Because after she did her little publicity stunt, all of a sudden you saw right before she did it, because she did it in the last week of October, but right before she did it, a few weeks before, she had gotten all of these nonprofits and all these GoFundMe pages. So all of this shit was already set up. She had the little nonprofit and all that set up. And the nonprofit is on some black, brown, Latinx, LGBT. And you go to her social media, and her social media is just full of anti-black male bullshit. Y'all kitsch it. We need to cancel kitsch it black men. Straight black men are the worst. We need to get rid of straight black men. I'm here for all black trans. Her page is littered with anti-black male bullshit. It is littered with it. I mean, this woman has disdain for black men and straight black people. So basically, that was going to be on some bait and switch. They get somebody to pull a publicity stunt talking about the police, because that's easy, and then act like, oh, I'm being attacked because I'm speaking out my voice. You didn't really threaten anybody, and you just went up there reading some shit off your phone. The police ain't really threatened by that. Oh, they coming to get me. They coming to get me. And by the way, black trans matter and straight black men ain't shit and LGBT this. So that's clearly a shill for the goddamn Democrats who was going to Trojan horse her bullshit in. That's all that was. They are trying to create a female version of D-Ray McKesson. That's the same shit they did in Ferguson. They sent D-Ray all those LGBT niggas down there talking all that dumb shit. Black lives, well, the police got to go. And by the way, black lesbians, they matter too. And that's why a lot of the black folks on the grassroots start running them out of Ferguson. Yeah. And then this chick, this is the kicker. This is the thing that really lit my antennas up. She got on social media and put up a picture. Yeah, the police are threatening me, but now I'm being protected by the NFAC right now. I'm under the protection of the NFAC. When she said that, I said, oh, hell no. No. Okay, this is a con game. That's why I looked into her ass. I'm like, this is a goddamn con. This woman said that Not Fucking Around Coalition is protecting her. I said, okay, this is a full con right now. This is a con. When she said that the NFAC is protecting her, okay, this is a con game. This is a con. You understand? But another thing I noticed, man, with this election and the decision for a lot of black people to challenge both candidates about getting our tangibles, I'm noticing a lot of not just immigrants, I'm noticing a lot of people who are straight up foreigners, a lot of Negro foreigners who are not even in the United States, kind of chiming in, taking shots at us about our fighting for tangibles. If you notice, guys, there's a lot of folks jumping into our conversations like, hey, man, y'all don't need to be talking about no tangibles. Y'all need to vote because everybody's going to get something. And I'm like, wait. Where are you, motherfucker? I live in Sweden, but, nigga, why are you chiming in on some shit that we got going on over here? You in a whole nother country. I'm seeing a lot of these Negroes up in Ireland, Negroes who'd immigrated from the Caribbean and Africa to Sweden, Ireland, Amsterdam. These niggas aren't even in the United States getting into our conversations about what we should and should not ask for. And it's a lot of them. I'm like, wait a minute. These Negroes, this is some shit where it's some misery wants company, because these are niggas who threw in the towel in their home country. Y'all gave up. And I'm talking to some of you foreign Sambos right now who's dipping in our mix. A lot of you niggas threw in the damn towel in your home country. You left that shit. You abandoned it. You didn't stay to fix it, clean it up, get the political game in order. Y'all didn't do shit. Y'all found the first boat you can get on to take your ass somewhere where white folks were. You got the hell out of your homeland. And you know a lot of y'all did it on some coward shit because your grandma probably still live in a village somewhere and you don't do nothing for her. So you see us standing up fighting these damn white supremacists, going up against them, not settling for the bullshit, challenging them like men and women are supposed to do. And that puts a bug in your ass. We stay challenging them. We're not going to be content with that. We're not going to be content with that. And that puts a bug in their ass, because they don't see themselves in that. See, they want us to be like them, giving up, throwing the towel, just don't get nothing and fall the fuck off. No, we ain't doing that. We're not doing that at all. And like I said to people a long time ago, a lot of these Negroes, they want to get over here with some of those immigration policies, because see, deep down, they want to get their asses over here. See, they want to bring their ass over here, and they want us to help them do it so they can turn around and flip on our ass. Niggas want us to help them with the policy. See, this is why they want us to shut up talking about tangibles, because they know with Kamala and Biden, they're going to open up the floodgates for a lot of immigrants to come over to specifically try to undermine us. And they know that. These niggas overseas know that. They know that. That's why they're like, oh, y'all want y'all shut up and just go along with it. Kamala Harris doing the right thing. Nigga, you in Germany somewhere eating some Jollof and mayonnaise. What are you talking about? Because that nigga sitting up there waiting on his opportunity to get a green card. He don't want us making noise because he's about to go to the green card office first thing in the morning. The minute Kamala and Biden get in office, that nigga's going to be in his flip-flops and skinny jeans with his little 2T soccer shirt on, a little tight ass soccer shirt, standing in the damn immigration green card line with a little lubricant just in case he might have to do something strange for a little piece of change, with a little cocoa butter in his backpack just in case he needs to convince the people at the green card office that he's the right man for the job. So yeah, niggas, they want us to go along with this shit where we don't benefit, but yeah, all these other groups can benefit. And then once they get here, they start supporting Trump. Because see, when they start talking about black folks who supported Trump, and they got this whole fake thing, in record numbers, black men in record numbers supported Trump because they hate black women. Now, there's one idiot-ass woman who said that on Twitter, and she has me blocked. That Pam lady, Pam Keith. She was a person down there, a representative down in Florida, who lost. She ran for office down in Florida. Her name is Pam Keith. Pammy the Mammy. Another Mammy. Pammy the Mammy, who tweeted earlier today talking about, well, 20% of black men voted for Trump because they hate black women. And everybody's clowning her dumbass for tweeting that stupid shit. But the thing is, many of the black people who voted for Trump were African and Caribbean immigrants. I pointed this out many, many times. All of those Negroes running around with MAGA hats, those are not foundational black Americans. Foundational black Americans in large groups, we've never supported Trump in no large groups. Whenever you see these niggas showing up at the Turning Point USA conferences and all of these niggas running around with these MAGA hats, those niggas are, most of them are immigrants. Those niggas are from Africa and the Caribbean. Now, our domestic coons like, you know, Jesse Lee, you know, these are niggas who are, you know, closet moist. You know, the Larry Elders and all of these people. There's a reason why you ain't never seen Larry Elder with a woman. A lot of these niggas are very suspect. You ain't never seen Larry Elder with a woman, and they try to lie and say he was married to some white woman. He ain't married to that white woman. You ain't never seen Larry Elder with no wife, kids, or woman. Y'all think about that. Or Jesse, by the way. A lot of these niggas are closeted. But a lot of these dudes who are in large groups who are Trump supporters, these are niggas who are immigrants, are just niggas who are paid by these right-wing organizations. And hell, you know what's funny? Roland even admitted that. Roland was on his show. See, Roland get a lot of talking points from us. Roland gets a lot of talking points from us over here. Where's that clip? Let me find this clip of Roland on his broadcast talking about that, and it saying that a lot of the Trump supporters are immigrants. Hold on.
Immigrant populations as well.
And I'll tell you, many of the people who were supporting Donald Trump who were black were those very immigrants, because their view of America is different. One of the things,
immigrant populations as well.
And populations as well.
As you see, Roland be getting our talking points. Roland tries to talk like us now because he knows this is where the shift is going. A lot of folks, the younger people, are listening to us. And again, as you can see the results, this is why this election is at a damn standstill right now, because of the inaction, the strategic inaction, and some inactions are actions, by the way. Some inactions are actually actions from black folks holding out on the vote, the young black folks. You see, they know. They know where the influence is coming from. This is why they know they're directing their little trolls to go to. See, they're sending their trolls over onto our pages. The Democrats are spending money, sending thousands of trolls to get all up in our conversation. That's why if you follow me on Twitter or even social media, all of these Democratic shill accounts, every time we make a comment, they pop in there. I mean, by the droves. It costs money for that. These ain't just random people. It costs money to do all that damn trolling. It costs money to do that. And they're not trolling just for the sake of trolling. They have instructions from their white bosses on what to say, what talking points to attack. It's very strategic, and we're being very strategic too. Yes, they use a lot of their bots. They do that too. But that's not going to stop nothing. Because we're too much on code, and they know it, and we're going to stay on code. We're in a very good space right now. Because it didn't matter who was going to win this thing, whether it be Trump or whether it be Biden. We were going to send a message regardless. So we're in a damn good space right now. We're on code. And we got time. We know, we knew in this cycle there weren't going to be tangibles given down on this cycle. We understood that, but we got time. We ain't in no hurry. We got time. We ain't got nothing to lose. We got a lot of time. And while they're pondering their little strategies and techniques, they can figure out when they're going to give us our tangibles, and we're going to figure out when we're going to help them win by landslides. Because this right here, these little struggle elections that's going on, they can't keep doing that. You can't keep doing these little bullshit struggle elections right now. This is a struggle election with two hella weak candidates. Nah. You can't do a struggle election. All somebody has to do is come along now and just be halfway thorough, and they're good to go. You see? But we got to still be on top of our game. We got to still be on top of our shit. And again, that bootlick class, the buck dancing Sambo class, rolling in those guys, you know, they're out here pandering to the right wingers, and not the right wingers, but to the Democrats, trying to remain relevant to them. Roland is out here. I saw him the other day. See, this is why y'all got to spend more money on us to do some promotion, not on TV ads. You know, so Roland's out here trying to get some of that Democrat money. Yeah, this is a struggle election. This is a struggle-ass election right now. And they know it. This is a struggle fucking election. And you know, these niggas out here rolling in these guys up, pandering. Family, did y'all see the picture I posted of Roland earlier? And I'm not trying to beat up on Roland all day. But family, I try not to roast Roland. But this is an old picture of Roland right here. Family, if you're looking at the screen, ladies and gentlemen, the picture that I'm showing on the screen, ladies and gentlemen, this is a real picture. The picture on your screen is not photoshopped. The photograph on your screen, ladies and gentlemen, this is not photoshopped, family. When I first saw it, I thought it was photoshopped until I did some research and I saw that this picture was very real. Roland is up here throwing that bussy in a circle where a white man is standing behind him acting like he's smacking Roland's clappers. Nigga. This nigga is busting it open for butter biscuits. This nigga, Roland the Stallion. This is the relationship that these niggas like to have with white folks. that buck-broken relationship. This is the relationship they like to have. Dropping that bussy down low. I can't with this nigga, man. I just can't. But this is what I'm going to do now, guys. I haven't done this in a while. Let's take some calls. Let me get some calls from the family. Let me know how y'all feel about this struggle election right now. Let me know how you feel about the struggle election. The number is 818-850-5404, ladies and gentlemen. That is the number. Call up. I haven't taken calls in a long time, but that is the phone number, 818-850-5404. Let's get a couple of calls in here. I got a call now. Hold on 1 second. Hey, what's up, family?
What's up, Tyreek? This Eazy-E from D.C.
Eazy-E from D.C. How you doing, fam? What's on your mind?
What's up, man? Long time, yeah, but this election. Hey, I think it's kind of weird that on Tuesday night, Trump was in the lead in Michigan and Wisconsin, all them states. We went to sleep, and this shit been stuck on 215 for like 3 days. So
yeah,
I don't know what's going on, man. I think it's a little bit of something going on, man, because it ain't no way New York and California got 10 million people apiece and they ain't had no problems, man. So I definitely think something is going on.
But, yeah, it's interesting, man. You know, Trump is out here crying foul, and he's saying that there might be some tampering. It might be. Who knows? I don't know. It could be, because it did seem kind of funny style, to be honest. It did seem funny style. All of a sudden, they wake up, and all 100-some thousand ballots pop up, all for Biden. Oh, shit. Okay. This is a struggle election, so struggle shit is going to happen.
Yeah, because he's dropping pencils. He's been up almost a million votes. Now he's down like 5,000 or 8,000. Same thing in Georgia. He was up high. That's crazy, man. But I'm just waiting for the Black Authority next, man. But I appreciate your call, man.
No doubt. All right, you be good. Let me see who else we got here. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq? How you doing, brother?
I'm good. What's your name, sir?
This is Heru Jones, man. What's up?
What's up, Heru? You down there in Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm in Miami right now, yeah.
What's going on with you, fam?
Chilling, fam, chilling, bro. It's been a hot minute, man. But, yo, so what I saw you tweet about, you know, the whole, you know, Biden being in there and Kamala being in there and talking about, okay, they should make a package for reparations. I'm thinking, okay, why would you say that knowing that they won't do anything specific, you know, exactly for Black society, just knowing that?
Well, shit, we want them to. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want them to. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and just not ask for nothing and not request nothing while they got all types of packages for the Hispanics and the LGBT and these are my tax dollars. I'm going to stay on their ass. You see, that's how we got to do. We're going to have to let them know we going to stay on your ass about us getting tangibles. They keep talking about how Black people got them over the hump, how Black people saved them. Okay, what are you going to do for Black people? Well, Kamala Black, that ain't enough. What are you going to do for Black people? See, we're going to stay on that ass. And that's the great thing about how we get down. Them telling us no is not going to make us throw in the towel. We're going to ride their ass. We'll ride them for 4 years if we need to. But, yeah, we're going to stay on.
But hold on. What if Trump had won? Wouldn't it have been more of a chance of him doing something than Kamala and Biden? Because I just feel like they're just not going to do shit because they know damn well, like, there's just so much contempt and vitriol they have for Black society. And you look at, you know, all the campaigns that they were doing, the butter biscuit thing, the win Black thing. It's just pretty obvious. Even the stripper thing for BET.
Right.
BET co-signed that.
Now,
seems like they will not do a damn thing.
Now, what they're going to learn now, what they're learning now because of this struggle election, because this is a struggle election, this election has been going on for days now, and Biden has still not had a conclusive victory over Trump yet. This thing is still drawing out. Because of that, they see that if there was a real competent opponent to Biden, Biden would have lost very easily. You can't beat fucking Trump.
Oh, very easily.
Dude, a monkey should be able to beat Trump. You couldn't beat Trump. That says a lot about the Democrats, and that says a lot about Biden. And they know they're going to have to tighten this thing up, and they can't have these little trick bag strategies no more. But anyway, man, thank you for the call. Let me get these other calls, brother. Thank you so much. That's Brother Heru Jones out there in Florida. Let me see who we got here. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Brother Flex, what's going on? It's Jay the King calling from Los Angeles.
What's up, Jay? How you doing, fam?
Hey, brother, I'm good, man. I'm blessed, man. I just want to speak to the foundational Black American family, man, and let y'all know. These white supremacists right now are talking about waging open war against us in the streets. I'm talking about automatic weapons, the whole nine yards. All y'all in those southern states, y'all need to keep your heads on a swivel and stay on point. Out here in L.A., we're good. Yep. They try to pull some shit out here, the streets will get busy. But y'all in those southern states, keep your heads on a swivel. Yes, they're speaking openly about open raising war on us, brother.
Real talk, man. Let me touch you on that. Thank you for the call, brother. Yeah, a lot of these white supremacists, are upset about the Trump situation. And they let's be clear. And Black folks, my man hit a very interesting point. Understand that there's going to be a backlash. If Kamala and Biden gets in office, there is going to be a backlash. And unfortunately, a lot of the backlash will be on Black folks. See, a lot of the older Sambo class, they don't give a shit. They're like, well, I'm going to be in the house. They ain't going to be out there in the streets with them young niggas. So they feel like they're safe, so they can sacrifice everybody else and they'll be safe. But let's be real. The backlash will happen to younger Black people because they're out more. They're out and about more. So my younger Black folks, you definitely need to stay ready and stay on point. Don't go out there fighting for the damn Democrats. Don't go out there on some good Trevor John Lewis, I'm going to fight them to save the democracy. No. Let some of these brown people, let some of these LGBT people who are white go out here and do some fighting with these white supremacists too. See, that's been the trick bag for decades. Even in the 1960s, Black folks got their ass whooped in Selma for laws that helped immigrants, women, LGBT, and all of these other groups. See, we ain't doing the good trouble, get beat up for everybody routine no more. We ain't playing that game. Let me get these calls here. What's up? Who's calling?
What's good? What's good, Tariq? It's Soul of Vessi, 187-12.
How you doing, bro? What's on your mind?
Man, I'm just sitting there peeping your show, knowing I'm saying, and you know, just listening to you. You know, my take is just that, exactly what you said. You know, if you can't beat Trump, all this for the last 4 years, all this nonsense, Trump, and you got all this momentum, and you can't, like, whoop him, like, I'm talking about whoop his behind, struggling, that says a lot about it. Yes, that says a lot about the Democrats. It says a lot about the whole political spectrum, and it's just, we doing the best thing by pulling out. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So, I just want to come on and say that, though, man.
Thank you
so much. The good work, and I'm riding with you, bro.
Man, my man, and change your battery in your fire alarm. That shit is chirping in the back. Let's change that. We don't want the house. We don't want the house to get on fire and all your Jordans burn up and all that shit. All right, brother, peace. y'all change your fire extinguisher, your fire alarm batteries. Hood rats be having them fire alarms chirping. That's why I used to mess with hood rats when I was younger, and I'd be trying to smash, and I'm hearing the damn chirping in the back, dogs barking, all types of shit. I'm like, girl, change the battery in this motherfucker before that chicken grease on the stove catch on fire and burn us both up. What's up? Who's calling?
Queenie from Chicago.
Hey, what's your name, dear?
Queenie. Yeah.
Okay, how old are you, Queenie? You sound very young. How old are you?
38.
Okay, you sounded like a child. Okay, what's on your mind, Queenie?
I wanted to ask you, you were saying earlier that the numbers represented that a lot of Black men voted for Trump, and they may be, you know, foreigners. Do you think any of those were Black men who were just tired of Biden and that whole crime bill and sending Black men to jail?
Yeah, there could be. Yeah. I believe that there was a very small percentage, of course, of people who were just doing basically a protest vote. I'm going to vote for the opposite guy just because I ain't really fucking with Biden. So, of course, you probably had a handful of those. You had a handful of dudes who were voting just to be on some coon shit. But I'm talking about in large groups. When you see large groups of people running around with MAGA hats, those are not foundational Black Americans. They are almost every time immigrants from the Caribbean or immigrants from Africa. As we saw a video of a bunch of damn Nigerians in Nigeria running around having a damn Trump parade. They're in Nigeria.
Right.
supporting Trump in an election that has zero to do with him. That's them kind of showing, hey, if y'all let us over here, we'll show you where our allegiance is. Because a lot of these African and Caribbean countries, you have a coon sector here who worships white supremacy. I mean, there. You have coon sectors there who, when white people show up, it's like Jesus showed up. So they bring that mentality over here. And anything that has to do with white supremacy and black subservience, they're down with that shit. And we, as for the most part, we don't really rock like that. But anyway, thank you for the call, Queenie. All right, that's Queenie out of Chicago. Let's get some more people here. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on? This is Lee in Dallas.
How you doing, Lee? What's on your mind, brother?
I think if Biden does win, I think it's very important that we pay attention to what he does with laws as far as being passed for prison and things like that. And also for us, when it comes to COVID-19 with these vaccinations, you know, how is he and Kamala going to pass laws going against us for those who don't believe in these vaccinations that they want to push on us?
Yeah. That's absolutely true. We got to watch out for that, because that was another reason why they really, really wanted to get Trump out, because Trump was stopping a lot of the stuff that was going on with the vaccines and all that stuff. And we got to see where they are trying to go with it as far as the Democrats, because I know they want to use us as guinea pigs. So we got to be very careful with this stuff. But anyway, thanks for the call, brother. Let me get a couple of more, because they're messing with my stream again, ladies and gentlemen. They're messing with my stream again. So we got to be very careful here. We're going to be very careful. Let me get a couple of more calls here. I get two more calls. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hello, this is Angel from Florida.
Hey, Angel from Florida. How are you, dear?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad I got in contact with you. I've been calling back to back. So happy to speak with you.
Yes, ma'am. So what's on your mind?
I was calling because I put a couple times that I was an actual poll worker. I worked the elections this Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
And just to kind of piggyback what you're saying, that whole black and brown coalition not existing, it is true.
Mm.
Every Hispanic that came in there, they were registered Republicans. I had a guy that came in, couldn't even speak English, but all he knew was where to put Trump. And that was happening with every Hispanic that was coming in there. So I'm with you. I got you. I'm with you on everything you say. That whole black and brown coalition, it is a myth. It does not exist. And this is speaking facts. I've seen it with my own two eyes with the voters coming in voting for Trump.
Ma'am. Thank you so much, beloved. That's heavy. I told you, look, man, that black-brown coalition bullshit, dude, those Hispanics, especially down there in Florida, they can't wait to get over here and side with white supremacy. They cannot wait to get up here and side with that. They cannot wait. Let me get one more call here, because it's good to talk to the folks. I haven't talked to the folks in a long time, and I just got my phone lines acting like they're supposed to be. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up? This is Jamal from Pittsburgh. How you doing, Trick?
Hey, brother. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment when it comes to the future as far as 2024. The only thing when it comes to the Republicans is that Trump was completely incompetent.
Yeah.
So they're going to re-strategize and bring up somebody who's competent to do what, you know what I'm saying, he was doing. Because understand look how much traction he gained, even though he was completely incompetent. The only thing they need is somebody who knows what they're doing, and for them to completely vote down ballot for Republican, then the Democrats are going to be taken over again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Biden's going to be one term.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's done. He's done. He's done. Because we're not going to elect his ass again. All they have to do is just not have a damn Klansman running. And that's the criteria for the Republicans is so low at this point. Biden is done. Or even another Democrat who's cool or whatever. But a lot of Democrats, they have the same agenda. They're going to probably the next person they run is going to be some LGBT person who's openly LGBT. That's the next move the Democrats are probably going to do. But we'll see. But thank you for the call, brother. All right, let me get, yeah, I'm going to get one last call. But look like we got somebody down in Atlanta. Let's get them. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what's good? It's John from Atlanta.
What's up, John? How you doing, brother?
Man, doing all right, man. Just want to say how, you know, I've been kind of going back and forth with friends and other people about They've been getting on black people about not voting, you know. And my thing, well, I say, look, if you vote, cool, you know what I'm saying? But you can't get mad at other black people if they make an educated decision and say, look, I'm not getting nothing, why should I vote? You know, and they immediately start calling you coon and start saying your ancestor died for this. And, you know, the whole rhetoric. And I just don't like that, man. I just kind of want to say that, you know, don't down black people just because they don't want to vote. And they're looking at, we haven't been getting nothing ever since the MLK days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ain't been getting nothing for our vote. We ain't been getting nothing. So you can't get mad at other black people when they decide not to do it until we get something.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, brother. And that's real talk. When people run up on us talking about your ancestor died to get out there and vote, none of your ancestors died to fucking vote. None of our people died just so we can get out here and vote for nothing. Okay, let's stop that damn lie. Nobody in our family went out there and got beat up and said their last dying words, we're going out there and vote now. Just get out there and vote. That was never their last dying fucking words, get out there and vote. They got that's that John Lewis bullshit. They got John Lewis and paraded him around where he talked about how he got beat up to vote. No. Most of our folks weren't on that dumb shit where they just got beat up and the whole purpose of them getting beat up was to vote. John Lewis does not represent my damn ancestors. That was an outlier Sambo. He does not represent our ancestors. My folks was fighting the hell back and they did not die to vote. They were out there getting bruised and they were fighting the system so that they can have human rights. Not just to damn vote, and a part of human rights is to have tangibles and resources and an economic base so that they can take care of our families. Let's be very clear. Don't let nobody tell you your family died so you can vote for nothing. My family didn't die so I can vote for a bunch of damn immigrant Sambos to come over here. Your family didn't die so you can get a bunch of Hispanics to come over and then vote for the damn Republicans. Our family didn't die so that the Ed Bucks of the world can get more rights than you. So when they killing niggas, they don't get arrested until the third nigga comes out of their damn apartment. No, my family didn't die for no shit like that. No, no, no. So don't let them run that game. All right. But anyway, let me get up out of here, guys. That's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Let me put my Mac and music back on. That's been today's episode of the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Go to OfficialFBA.com, ladies and gentlemen, to get the mini flags. And we're going to have the large flags on sale by themselves next week. The large FBA flags. OfficialFBA.com. Y'all have a good weekend. I'll chop it up with you guys this Sunday right here. Peace.